All right, we've got Brett Baer talking to the referees, getting prepared to tee up the football at the 40-yard line. And he'll be kicking off from our right to left. As I had mentioned earlier, the two deep men are standing at about their 5-yard line. Brett Baer has quite a leg. He's been known to boot it into the end zone for a touchback. And we'll see if he is up to doing that this evening on the opening kickoff.
It'll be Alvin Betts and Jerron Blake, the return men, Dave.
There's the kickoff, and it is going to be taken at the 2-yard line. Brought forward, he's got a little bit of room up to the 20, to 25, and he's taken down at about the 27, make it the 28-yard line. And it looks like Billy Van Cleef was there to make the stop on the opening kickoff, so a nice return from the 2 all the way out to the 28. And I didn't see who the return man was on that, did you, Frank?
Yes, the return man, Dave, on the play was number 33, Jerron Blake. He is a 5'9", 165-pound junior as the ball comes dotted up at the left hash to the far side.
All right, it'll be Portage first and 10 at their own 28-yard line here with the 11:53 to go as we're underway at Portage High School. The snap goes to the quarterback, and he is going to try to run it himself. On a run to his right, not much there. He may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. And that was Connor Andres making the stop for the Bulldogs. That was indeed the quarterback for Portage, or at least he's lining up as the quarterback for Portage. That would be Rashawn Coleman on the first run, and he does pick up a yard or so. It's going to be second and 9.
And the ball placed at the 32nd and 10 for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Coleman will operate out of shotgun, men in motion from right to left, and the ball comes fumbled.
Who's got it?
It appears that Portage, it's still loose on the turf, and it appears that, well, let's see, there's no indication yet on who recovered the fumble, but it appears that Crown Point Bulldogs have recovered the fumble that time, Dave.
Yes, there's the official indication. It is Crown Point's ball, and the ball is resting at the 21-yard line of Portage. So a great break early in the contest for the Bulldogs. Crown Point's got the ball first and 10 at the 11:09 mark. Did you catch who made the recovery?
Not quite, but Jerron Blake was the guy in motion from near right to far left. Coleman handed the ball off to him, just couldn't hold on to the football.
All right, well, here comes the first play from scrimmage for the Bulldogs. Hopman hands off to an end-round play, and I think that's Tyler Wells, who brings it down to about close to the 10-yard line. On the first play from scrimmage, it's a handoff to the man in motion coming from the far side to the near side of the field. And he moves the ball, as I said, down to the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and 10.
And that will be a pickup of 11. First and 10 for the Crown Point Bulldogs into Portage territory. First and goal, as a matter of fact, with the ball dotted up at the 10-yard line of the Portage Indians. Is Hopman the man underneath? Hopman underneath center.
All right, 10:42 to go here in the first quarter. Hopman rolling to his right, looking to throw. I think he's got a man open. Is it a touchdown? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Crown Point. And that was completed to Tyler Kroll, the big tight end who was in the open as he was floating into the flat. 10-yard touchdown pass from Joe Hopman to Tyler Kroll. So Crown Point scores quickly, taking advantage of that turnover.
And here is Brett Baer for the extra point. Waiting the placement. Here's the snap. Placement made. There is a flag.
And they wave it off. It looked good, but there is a flag there at the line of scrimmage. I think somebody's offsides. Yeah, Portage. So apparently it was the flag was thrown before the snap. Let's see what the Bulldogs do here. Okay, they're going to do it again. Point after kick is coming. Brett Baer lining up. That's Wells, the holder. There's a snap. Place. Kick is up. And it is good. So Brett Baer converts on the point after kick, and it's Crown Point 7, Portage nothing here with 10:34 to go And you're listening to Crown Point High School Football on USA365.com.
I wasn't born to go with the flow. I was born to make a difference, to make waves. I want my sweat and hard work to mean something. I was born to serve in the United States Coast Guard. If you were born ready to lead, to protect, to uphold the law, then visit GoCoastGuard.com. The United States Coast Guard. Born ready.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. And we're back to live action here at Portage High School, where the Crown Point Bulldogs have struck early. Just 10:34 to go here in the first quarter, less than a minute and a half into the game. Crown Point scoring on a 10-yard Joe Hoffman to Tyler Krall touchdown pass. Following that Crown Point fumble recovery at the 21-yard line.
There's a low line drive kick to the near right side, and it's going to be fielded by the Portage Indians. It was a low, kind of a low squib kick.
And Portage defenders had a tough time picking up that loose ball after that squib kick. It dribbled around, and Crown Point's defenders were able to cover it up very quickly. And it's going to be Portage now, first and 10 from their own 18-yard line.
Well, Portage looking to just put away the previous drive in which they fumbled it. Obviously, it led to Crown Point points. For Portage, they just need to settle down and focus. As Coleman will line up out of the shotgun. He has a flanker to his right, and he gives it off. Here's a runner to the far left side, and that is Hashim Simpson. Hashim Simpson that time with the carry. So Hashim Simpson able to move the chains for what appears to be first down yardage and a curl to the far left side. A pickup of 11 for Hashim Simpson with the ball coming out on the 29 of the Portage Indians.
It is indeed an 11-yard pickup. We knew that Simpson could carry the ball, and he certainly did that time. And it's a first down for the Portage Indians from their own 29-yard line.
They come on a kind of a pistol look that time. And
Coleman,
here's Coleman
looking to throw. He's looking to throw long. He has a man. Oh, it was overthrown. And covering on the play looked like Crown Point defenders were there, including McRae. Logan McRae was there covering. It was intended for Othie Freeney, the wide receiver for Portage.
So that will bring up second down and 10 from the 29 of the Portage Indians. Portage breaks their huddle. The ball will be pinned up at the far hash to the left side with Coleman lined up in the shotgun. And Coleman will hand it off. Here is Hashim Simpson. Simpson on a curl to the far left side, and he is able to get across the 30 out to about the 34, so that will be a pickup of 5. We're looking at third down and about 5 for the Crown Point, or pardon me, for the Portage offense.
Yeah, Simpson shows some real speed there. He took it wide towards the Crown Point sidelines, and right now we do have the clock has stopped because he did run out of bounds, so it is 3rd and 5 from the 34.
And this is pretty much what we're going to see from the Portage Indians all night. We are going to see them run the ball a lot. It was very evident in their Week 4 win just a week ago at Demery Stadium. So for the Portage Indians, they like to use Coleman, obviously filling in at quarterback. They also like to use Hashim. So expect a lot of carries tonight.
Portage showing 3 wide receivers on the field as Coleman is in the shotgun. Now he's rolling to his right. He's looking to throw again. He tries to dump it off. He is able to complete the pass to about the 40-yard line. And that is caught by number 29, Antonio Rodriguez. And he's stopped by Jordan Crotchy, who's there from his linebacker position. But not before Portage converts the first down. It's 1st and 10 on the pass play. Ball resting now at the Portage 41.5-yard line. They're calling it the 42.
And the ball's going to be dotted up at the near right hash. Receivers left and right for the Portage Indians. It will be their quarterback, Coleman, out of the shotgun. He'll keep it himself off the snap, and he is going to push ahead as he powers up that near right hash for a couple of yards. So we're looking at a good 2nd down coming after Coleman was able to push the pile that time for 2 yards out to the 44, setting up second down and 8 for the Portage Indians at their own 44, with the clock ticking to 8:30 remaining in the opening quarter, and 7-0 the Portage Indians, Dave, able to capitalize off that Portage turnover and lead it to points.
All right, here's Coleman again from the shotgun. He's got a back to his left, and it is handed off to that running back, which is Jerron Blake, whose name we mentioned earlier, wearing number 33. Blake is stopped fairly quickly, though. Not much there for him. It looks like it's going to be 3rd and 9. Stopped on the play by Austin Stanley. So actually, it looks like a loss of a yard there as the ball drops back to the 43. They were up on the 44, so a loss of 1 for Blake. Now on a 3rd and 9 situation, again showing 3 wide receivers, 1 blocking back, staying back to give Coleman a little bit of room. He's looking to the right now, and he's going to run into a bunch of tacklers there at about the 47-yard line. Again, he's going to be short of the first down, and it looks like Portage may have to punt here as they're just short of midfield. Stopping the play by Cameron Tanner, the big nose tackle for Crown Point. It will be 4th down, and looks like Portage is setting up for the punt play. It's going to be 4th and about 5 to go from their own 47.
And it will be Tyler Wells awaiting at about his own 20.
And a bad snap. It gets dribbled, and it's going to be blocked and recovered there at about the 35-yard line. And the punter just had no chance to get that ball away. It looked like it was Alex Becker was trying to do it. Adam Kootenmeyer coming in to block that kick. So a punt is blocked by Kootenmeyer.
And once again, Dave, excellent field position for the Crown Point Bulldogs. This is their second possession of the game offensively, and they have it in opposition territory. They will have the ball dotted up at the 34 of the Portage Indians, with the ball spotted just inside that near hash to the left side, as here comes the Portage Indian offense with Joe Hobman taking the snaps as he will align himself.
First and 10 from the Crown Point from the Portage 34-yard line as Smith was in motion for the Bulldogs. Now we got a flag there at the line of scrimmage, and it looks like it's going to procedural call, 5-yard walk-off against the Bulldogs.
Portage has to feel a little rusty right now, considering that they turned the ball over in their first possession and now a bad punt. So, like I said, they just have to settle down and relax. Can't stress that enough, considering that you're trying to gain momentum in this particular game.
Crown Point's first offensive mistake of the game. There again is Smith in motion. Snap to Hopman. Whoa, and it's Lindemann gets trapped in the backfield as they were trying a Statue of Liberty type play, and he is sacked by T.J. Skelton on the tackle there. It's going to be a loss of a few more yards. And we're going to have a long situation. Second and about, where's the ball resting? The ball's resting about the 43, so a loss of about 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 19.
Crown Point breaks their huddle. They will send a receiver to the far side right, Twins to the near side left. It'll be Hobman under, it'll be Hobman operating out the shotgun. Here is Tyler Smith, the man in motion, and the screen set up, and it is caught to the near right side.
Yeah, it's Pete Parks. He gets across the 40 to about the 39. They were hoping to get more out of it there, but it was picked up very quickly by the Portage defense on that play. So a screen pass to Pete Parks, not much there. And goodness gracious, the ball resting there now at the 38-yard line, so a pickup of only about 5 yards on that play.
They don't have... It's obviously been a long drive, to say the least. They got to find a way to get the first down. That was a problem last week for Crown Point against Lake Central. Not able to convert many first downs, as Hobman will operate with 2 receivers to his right, a single receiver to his left, and Hobman's looking to pass. He's going to arc it to the far right side, and the pass is caught on the far right side.
At the, goodness, at the 15-yard line. Was that Braxton Rice?
That's going to be a first down, and it is Braxton Rice, this
The big 6 foot
six. 6 foot six, 170 pound junior wide receiver, Dave. He had 6 receptions coming into this game. Make this 7 receptions as a result of that big first down grab.
Yeah, great big pass there. He just kind of put it up for Braxton Rice, and it was almost one of those basketball rebound type plays. He just went up for it, and he was able to outleap the defender. So a big play that puts the Bulldogs at the 15-yard line, a gain of 23 on that play.
And they give off to Tristan Peterson, the first time we're seeing him tonight as he powers up the near right hash, and it appears Tristan Peterson will pick up 2 on the play to bring up 2nd down and 8. Dave, we saw Tristan Peterson against Lake Central last week, the sophomore running back, 5'11", 160 pounds. He's had a pretty good year coming into relief. 53 yards on 13 carries, an average of 4.1 yards per carry. So not bad for Tristan Peterson as he nets 3 on the play to set up 2nd and 7 from the 12. So Hammond underneath center. Receivers left and right. And here is the carry. It is Tristan Peterson going into a spin move outside the near left hash.
Inside the 5-yard line.
And he's able to bring it out to about the 4, so he is able to pick up 8, it appears, on the play to bring up 3rd down.
3rd and short, I believe. In fact, actually, that may be enough for a first down.
First down.
Yeah, it's going to be 1st and goal on the play now. 1st and goal for the Bulldogs, resting at the Portage 4-yard line. That was about an 8-yard pickup there for Tristan Peterson.
And he is really carrying the ball well. At least we saw that last weekend. Certainly looking very promising in this game. And he is the lone setback behind Hobman in the backfield.
Wells and Rice to the near side as the wide receivers. Pete Parks in motion. There goes a handoff to Tristan Peterson. And there's a whistle and a flag resting on the line of scrimmage
ball
on the
start.
Near side. Is that a false start?
It is a false start on the Crown Point Bulldogs, so that will back it up 5. So what was 1st and goal from the 4 will set up 1st and goal from the 9. So a false start on the Crown Point offense. Here, under 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter, the clock stops at 3:58. 7-0 in favor of the Crown Point Bulldogs. This is their 2nd offensive series. They were able to score a touchdown on their 1st offensive series. It was Joe Hobman to Tyler Crawl, the tight end.
From the 9-yard line, here comes the call as Wells is in motion. Handoff does go to Wells, and he runs right into a mass of red shirts. There's a loose ball now, but I think that was stripped out after the whistle, and it's going to be stacked up there after a short gain. In fact, that actually might be a loss of a yard or so. Matt Albright making the stop for Portage on that play. It's going to be 2nd and 9.
So no loss, no gain that time for the Crown Point Bulldogs as they are in their huddle right now, decked out in their white jerseys, red pants, white numerals on the front and back, red helmets, white face masks on the helmets. The dogs in scrimmage.
Zach lining up to the far side and Rice on the near side, wide receiver slot, I formation for the Bulldogs as Hopman drops back to pass, looking to throw, looking towards the left side, and just out of the reach of the Crown Point wide receiver. I believe that was Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes incomplete. It'll be 3rd and goal.
So the Crown Point Bulldogs, 3rd and goal from the 9. They had it 1st and goal from the 4, but a false start penalty costing them 5 yards. It is Joe Hobman with a receiver to the far side right, operating out of the shotgun. It is Parks, the man in motion. Hobman off the play fake. He is looking to pass. Goes to the far side of the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Crown Point Bulldogs.
Great play. The throw goes into the right corner for the Bulldogs, and it was caught, I believe, by, I wanted to say Plesak, but I thought I saw 21 out there.
I believe it was caught by...
I didn't catch the number, unfortunately. We'll get that for you just momentarily as Brett Bayer gets ready to tee it up. That was Bruckman who scored for Crown Point. Drew Bruckman, number 11. And the point after is good for the Bulldogs. So Bruckman with a touchdown pass reception from Hopman. And the Bulldogs are up 14-0 after that point after touchdown kick. And the Bulldogs head to the sidelines. We're going to take a timeout here as the Bulldogs are up 14-0 with 2:42 to go here in the first quarter play at Portage High School.
The high school football season is already underway, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest audio archives and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services of Crown Point, Indiana.
The Crown Point Bulldogs ahead with 2:42 remaining in the opening quarter. Brett Thayer from his own 40 to kick it off to the Portage Indians. You have Blake and Bess, your deep men for the Portage Indians. It is Blake along the near side right, Bess along the far side left, and the right foot of Byer applied, and it will roll to the near right side. And here is Blake bringing it across the 30. He is stepping up, and he is across the 30 to about the 32. So it is Jerron Blake, number 33, the 5'9", 165-pound junior, with the return as he brings the ball out to his own 32. What an amazing start by the Crown Point Bulldogs, Dave. Two offensive possessions, two touchdowns.
That last drive, 10 plays covering 34 yards in 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Bulldogs up 14-0. Portage back on offense now.
Coleman out of the shotgun. He will take it on an option play. Powers in between the hashes, and he pushes ahead for what appears to be perhaps 2 yards on the play. Only a gain of 2 as he gets out to the 34. Second down and 8 upcoming that time for the Portage Indians.
All right, so a short gain there after the original line of scrimmage starting at the 32.
The Portage Indians breaking their huddle. Receivers left and right for Coleman. Coleman out of the shotgun. It is second down and 8 with the ball dotted up at the 34 in between the hashes. Coleman's going to look to outlet the pass to the near side right, and it is caught by James Bryant. Bryant able to get what appears to be the necessary 8 for the first down yardage, as that time the play defensively for Crown Point was made on the part of Logan McRae, the free safety, able to stop Blake in his tracks.
So James Bryant with a nice reception. He's 5 foot 845 pounds.
So a new set of downs for the Portage Indians. Receiver left and right for Coleman, and once again it is an option play for Coleman as he takes it outside the near right hash mark, and once again it appears he's going to pick up maybe a yard on the play, if that. Actually, no gain. That will bring up second down and 10 for the Portage Indians as they break their huddle with Coleman, the starting quarterback, on this Friday night. Coleman with 2 receivers to the far side left. Coleman awaiting the snap on the near right hash mark. Takes the snap. He will take it in between the hashes. Tries to get across the midfield stripe. He cannot. He is down at the 48. It appears he picks up 6 on the play. So for Coleman, a pickup of 6, and that will bring up 3rd and 4.
Logan McRae there for the Bulldogs, along with several other white shirts. So, as you said, 3rd and about 5 to go here at Portage High School. 35 seconds or so remaining here in this first quarter play.
Portage breaks their huddle with the ball batted up on the 47 of the Portage Indians. Coleman will work out of the shotgun with receivers to the near side right. 2 receivers. Coleman will roll out, deliver a pass, and it sails incomplete. He tried to test the near right side. The pass that time intended for Antonio Rodriguez, the 5'10", 195-pound senior, but the pass sails incomplete.
Yeah, just went right through the outstretched fingertips of Rodriguez, and that's going to bring up a 4th down situation and probably a punting situation. Hopefully the punt will go a little better for Portage this time than the last punt opportunity. The long snap dribbled on the turf. And the punter, in this case, I believe it's Johnson.
And Tyler
had no chance to get that ball off. This is a better snap. He does get the ball off, and it's going to be fielded by Crown Point's Zach Plesak. He's got a little bit of room. He comes up to about the 30, out the 35, and finally brought down at about the near the 40-yard line. Or was that Wells?
That was Tyler Wells that time. You have three return men tonight that Chip Pettit is looking to use for the Crown Point Bulldogs. You have Tyler Wells, as we just saw, Tyler Smith, and Logan McRae. So 2.6 seconds on the clock. This is the third offensive possession of the night for the Crown Point Bulldogs.
So with 26 seconds left in the first quarter, Crown Point takes over at their own 39-yard line.
The ball dotted up on the near left hash. Four wide receivers, two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. It is Hopman underneath center, and he gives it off to his flanker to the left, Lindemann, and Lindemann is only going to pick up what appears to be 3 yards in the process. Well, pardon me, 2 yards, I should say. He was able to get the ball across the 40 to the 41. Nevertheless, that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter with the score. The Crown Point Bulldogs with the upper hand in this one, 14-0, as we get set for the final 12 minutes of this first half. You are listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist, along with Bill Satterley, inviting you to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz.
This week we'll be featuring Horace Silver, Milt Jackson with Count Basie, Dave Fell, Art Farmer, and Benny Carter.
We'll also hear from Miles Davis, Jimmy Guilford, Illinois Jack Kent, Gene Evans, Dave Grusin, and more.
That's 2 full hours of mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz, Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM and online at thelakeshorefm.com.